You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Mudslinging, accusations of extramarital affairs, homophobia. Voters could easily think those are the biggest issues in the race for New York's next governor, but both Democrat Andrew Cuomo and Republican Carl Paladino are also talking about the issues of property taxes and corruption in government. But what about education? WNYC reporter Beth Fertig is here to tell us where the candidates stand on that. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So, first of all, how much influence does the governor have when it comes to educating the state students?
Not a lot. Education is the only non-executive state agency. It's run by the Board of Regents, who are picked by the legislature. The governor's budget also needs approval by the legislature. So it's really about leadership and agenda setting.
Well, does either major candidate have any significant proposals when it comes to agenda setting?
Not surprisingly, Republican Carl Paladino has the boldest proposals. He wants to, quote, dismember the state's Department of Education. Paladino also wants the state to reduce its overall spending by 20%. That's what he means by dismember, not get rid of it completely. He says he'd do that by consolidating school districts to save money on superintendents. The State School Boards Association has actually been calling for something like this by consolidating money that they spend on busing and food, you know, pulling their resources together, but nothing as radical as what Paladino is suggesting. Cuomo has talked about something along the lines of consolidating back office functions, too.
What about school spending, since that seems to be the big issue? Where do they stand on that?
The state was supposed to spend a lot more money on school aid after a big lawsuit called the Campaign for Fiscal Equity. In 2007, the legislature agreed to spend an additional $7 billion over 4 years, most of which would go to New York City because it has the greatest number of kids in need and in poverty. But the money dried up when the state ran into trouble. The schools were supposed to have gotten all of their CFE money this current school year. Governor Patterson made it more like a 7-year plan. Now it's looking like a 10-year plan.
Would either Paladino or Cuomo speed that up?
Well, it would depend on the state's fiscal situation, but they have their own philosophies. So, for example, the other day, the New York Times quoted Paladino saying money for schools should be distributed equally to all children. Literally, that would mean all kids get the same amount of money, regardless of whether they're in poverty or have special needs, which is contrary to the CFE decision and the way the state allocates school aid. They give more money to kids in high need areas, in poverty, kids with, you know, special language needs or special ed. I asked Paladino's spokesman, Mike Caputo, about that. He said Paladino would comply with the law, meaning he'd go along with the CFE settlement. Then I asked him, well, would he speed it up and fully fund it? And he said Paladino pledges to cut state spending by 20% so there could be more money for schools.
What about Andrew Cuomo?
Cuomo says he believes kids with the highest needs deserve the most money, so he's more in tune with what the CFE decision is about, at least in theory. But the state's economy is still really bad. We're facing budget deficits of $9 or $10 billion. Cuomo has called for an emergency financial plan, which would freeze state salaries, impose a spending cap, and also freeze taxes. So we don't know if he'd actually find more money for the schools, just that he thinks the government needs to become more efficient.
All right. Well, what about education reform? Do the candidates support any new approaches to schooling?
They both supported more charter schools when the legislature passed that into law this year. Carl Paladino also supports giving out vouchers parents can use for private or religious schools. Cuomo doesn't. Paladino has suggested boarding schools for poor students starting in kindergarten if their districts have low performance scores. In fact, he even wants a special master appointed to school districts that have a 4-year graduation rate of less than 60%. So that would include his native Buffalo. Paladino's very definite about taking on teachers' unions. He says he wants to make it easier to remove the bad teachers, eliminate tenure. Cuomo doesn't challenge the unions as much. He's been supportive, though, of the group Democrats for Education Reform, which does criticize some union work rules. Cuomo also supports measuring teacher performance, but he hasn't gotten into any of the big fights between Mayor Bloomberg and the teachers union.
All right. We've been talking a lot about the schools, K through 12. What about higher education?
Well, SUNY, again, not under the governor's control, tried and failed this year to get control over its own tuition. The legislature has to do that now. Cuomo supports that concept. He's cautious, though. He wants to have a pilot program by letting SUNY Buffalo and Stony Brook charge higher tuitions because they're research schools and they want to play a bigger role in their communities, become job centers. Paladino supports this, too. Again, it's all up to the legislature.
All right. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
WNYC's Beth Fertig. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.